Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Here's a couple of pioneer ladies from the early turn of the century. Marjorie Borel Rainier, born in Movis, Minnesota. She moved to Seattle with her family in 1907 when she was a high school junior. She graduated from the University of Washington, magna cum laude, and received her teaching certificate in 1912. She was a member of Phi Beta Kappa and was also the captain of her basketball team, as well as playing field hockey and baseball. She was hired by Chelan to teach math and to coach girls' basketball, earning $80 a month. In 1915, she married John Rainier, a local building contractor. During a summer early in their marriage, they worked for the U.S. Forest Service at a fire lookout in the Cascades. She said it was a wonderful time when she didn't have to cook. Chelan earned many county championships while she was their coach. She wouldn't let you out of class for extracurricular activities unless you had your work cut up. She would suggest who should go on with their studies and who would be better off finding some other field of study. She died at age 90. Another one was Myrtle Whaley. She was born in Minnesota. Her father headed west with a sizable grub stake to establish a mercantile business. He first looked around in Montana, then Spokane. Leaving his wife and daughter in Spokane, he headed for Lake Chelan and declared it to be the place. Myrtle was the eldest of three daughters. She graduated from Chelan High School and went on to the University of Washington. She became a teacher, ultimately teaching for 18 years in the Panama Canal Zone for the U.S. government. But she returned to Chelan in 1940 to help her father run the business after her mother's passing. She never married. In 1970, at the age of 85, she became a member of the Chelan Historical Society and witnessed the opening of this museum in that year. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.